Tell me about your first job.
Well, I qualified in June 1962 and I started off my first house job in the medical firm in Maryfield, which was a general medical firm, but they were the ones that run the diabetic clinic. And we had some diabetic patients, obviously, came through the ward, but as a houseman, I wasn't involved in the clinic, so I can't really say that I had a great experience of diabetes there and don't remember any particular incidents. Then I did my surgical job also in Dundee, but in the other hospital in Dundee. Then I did a paediatric job down in Manchester. That was in 1963, because at that time for a female to become a general physician was quite difficult, and I did think that I might do paediatrics. And I thoroughly enjoyed the paediatrics that I did. Diabetes was not the firm I was on. In fact, it was children with leukemia was a special interest, and we were involved in research on treatments which at that time didn't work but which now give modern children a good chance of complete remission from leukemia. So their suffering was worth it for future children. I did then 6 months obstetrics, principally because I'd won a scholarship to do obstetrics. But in hindsight, it was a very useful thing to have done, because one of the things I enjoyed most about my life as a diabetic consultant was looking after pregnant diabetics, because it was just a nice finite thing with a nice prize at the end if everything went well. I then decided I was still thinking about paediatrics, and in 1964 thought I must do some more general medicine first and get my membership, because without membership there was no way I was going to progress up my career. And I applied for a senior house officer job. First of all, in Edinburgh, didn't get that, and if I had, that would have not been diabetes. The next one I applied for was an SHO in diabetes at Glasgow, and somewhat to my surprise, I got that job, and that was really the beginning of my diabetic involvement. It was general medicine principally, but with a very big diabetic clinic, one that we'd have people throwing up their hands in horror now. People used to come at 12:30 with a clinic that started at 2, so they wouldn't have to wait, which was a bit ironic, really. But all these Glasgow people, they were lovely people, the Glasgow people. They were very friendly and but very ordinary and easy to get on with. And the consultant, Alec Emery, that I worked for, he was a real old-fashioned physician, but he was extremely astute. He didn't have to examine patients and know what was wrong with them. And if I asked anybody in the clinic to take their clothes off to have a look at them,